Do you think Leonard Fournette is going to come into the league and do what Todd Gurley's doing?
I do.
He's pop. He can. He
I
do.
think so. I think he can
Yeah,
too.
he thick as hell. Yeah, he's a thick ass grown man. He's a little thick ass on somewhere. I think he's a sophomore. I think he might sit out. I think he might sit out and then just like wait out and just get drafted the following year. The running back.
Yo, so speaking of Gurley, man, like, are you guys like, I didn't know he was gonna be have that. I didn't know he was gonna be this. Like, I knew he was going to be good. I didn't expect him to be like the number one back right now in the NFL.
I didn't expect number one back, but I knew he was going to be an impact guy, and I knew it wasn't going to take him long to figure it out. Because you saw the UGA. Look, I feel like when you play against elite level competition at whatever level and you stand out, it's always whatever level you play at, that's what's going to happen. And I think that's what's happening with Todd Gurley. We like he was a big time standout against at UGA. Whoever they played, he always looked like the best player on the field. And it's no different now. He looks like the best player on their team. And I think that for the Rams, the way that they're constructed, right? You already knew as soon as Fisher got that head coaching job, number one, great defense. You already knew that. Number two, we need a run game. And we need a quarterback that doesn't turn over the ball. And we need a playmaker. He went and got Tavon Austin. He got his playmaker. He thought he had his quarterback in Sam Bradford, but now he got a guy that doesn't commit turnovers in Nick Foles or a game manager with a little bit of an arm. And now you got the thing that makes your defense even more suffocating, something that takes time off the clock. We're going to pound you, we're going to ground you, and then he could break it because he has breakaway speed. You know, so he's just really the total package. He picks up blitz protection. He can catch. You know what I'm saying? Like he is the second best running back for the Rams since Marshall Faulk.
And
Is that real?
for those exact reasons, FIFO is why I thought he was gonna be number one back coming in 10. I know you said you didn't think he was, but for those exact reasons you just said, that's why I knew he was gonna be the premier number one back for the St. Louis Rams, just because I like Jeff Fisher teams, they gonna hit and they gonna run that ball real good. So when I saw that the Rams drafted Gurley, even though he was coming off his injury, I was like, what's when that dude come back? I didn't think he was gonna be balling like this, but when I was like, when he comes back, I knew he was gonna be like getting the touches, getting the yards that he was gonna get, but I didn't think he was gonna be like blowing us away like this. But yeah, I kind of saw a little bit of this coming. Like I said, I didn't expect the craziness, but I knew he was gonna be that guy. That I didn't know that. I had a feeling.
Yeah, I mean, he made it look easy in college, man. Like Fournette, so and he's making it look easy in the NFL, which is even crazier. Because he just running all over people. Like you give him one iota of an opening, he's out, and you can't nobody's catching him.
Yeah, you know the thing that I like about his game is how he attacks the line of scrimmage. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's hitting the line at full speed already. So that just shows he has tremendous acceleration out of the backfield. Cause he's a big dude. If he's already almost at top speed by the time he's going through that line, linebackers can't do nothing with that. And he's outrunning safeties. So it's a problem. It's a problem, man.
So Le'Veon Bell come back next year fully healthy. Who's your number one, Gurley or Le'Veon?
Yeah,
Gurley.
right now, Gurley. Yeah,
Or you know, maybe AP.
Le'Veon.
Hey, don't forget about AP though. Don't
AP, yeah, AP balling.
Yeah, don't
Yeah, but
forget
he'll
about
be
AP.
1 year older though.
And but still, it's AP. I mean, he hasn't showed us no signs of him slowing down yet. So don't forget
All
about
right.
AP.